We have a rule of thumb when it comes to pruning. We recommend that everyone stay on the ground. If you have to do something that requires you to get on a ladder, that's when you should think about calling in a professional. But certainly going out with a pole clip and doing some tip reduction.
Now, Josh, what is a pole clip?
A pole clip is a pruning tool that's on the end of typically a fiberglass pole, and that allows you to get up and reach branches while you're standing on the ground. It's really important when using a tool like that that a homeowner make a good visual assessment to ensure that there aren't any electrical wires near that tree before they would attempt to prune something themselves.
Don't do it if you're anywhere near any power pole or power line at all.
Yeah, unfortunately, our industry is one of the most dangerous industries out there, and a lot of people get hurt every year, and a lot of homeowners get hurt. So what we don't want to see is people doing something that's unsafe.
Look over here. There's a cherry tree that still has leaves on it and a lot of droopy branches. Is that a bad sign?
I think if we get more snow without having this snow melt off, it could cause some breakage.
Would it help to bring a broom out here and just shake the snow off?
That's one of the best things that you can do is, you know, I can do it right now, is grab this branch and just give it a little shake.
And look at that, it's bounced right back up.
Taking that weight off of the branch, bounced it right back. And it's important that you do that before you see structural cracks in the limbs. Once a tree branch is cracked, it can't always be saved. Sometimes we do save them by screwing them back together, almost like surgery.
Surgery on trees. I'm going to try this shaky thing. Hold on a second. It's cold when snow on the tree, but it's very satisfying.
Yeah, you've got some great cherries, and I think it's definitely worth a shake to try to save them.
Now, if a branch does break, say on a fruit tree, it's kind of pathetic, isn't it? Because you can lose so many pretty branches.
You really can. And, you know, if a branch does break, it can interrupt the structure of a tree. So it's important after you have damage to a tree to come back in and prune it properly. We do restoration pruning, and that's actually guiding the tree back into a strong form. We've done a lot of that over the last year with the amount of damage that we took on our trees. That's something that you can do once a tree has sustained damage.
Right now, there are leaves on trees. Mm-hmm. And right now, that means the trees are incredibly vulnerable to any of the big snows that we're likely to get over the next few weeks. So is now a good time to do some protective trimming of trees?
Now is a great time to do protective or preventive trimming of trees, thinning and reducing branch ends on trees that are especially heavy or look like they'll sustain some damage.
And so reducing branch ends, that means go out to the very end of the tree's branch and trim it back by a few inches, maybe a few feet. Do something to shorten the length of how much it has to bend if it has snow on it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the guiding principle.